A Haines meeting to discuss a major Chilkat Valley timber sale is rescheduled, and Haines students perform with puppets. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories and more are up next. An open house meeting to discuss a major Chilkat Valley timber sale has been rescheduled. The community meeting to discuss a 13,000-acre negotiated sale announced by the University of Alaska last month was originally planned for Thursday night. But representatives from the University, Division of Forestry, Mental Health Land Trust Office, and U.S. Forest Service were weathered out in Juneau. The Haines Open House will now take place on May 9th. A newly seated jury heard opening statements on Friday in the Mark DeSimone homicide trial underway in Juneau Superior Court. DeSimone is accused of shooting Dulio Antonio Rosales near an excursion inlet cabin in May 2016. Assistant District Attorney Amy Page says DeSimone and Rosales were part of a hunting party staying at the cabin. The getaway was organized by Bill Young, owner of the former The Jewel Box store in downtown Juneau. Page says DeSimone took a .41 caliber revolver from someone else's backpack inside the cabin and then went back outside.
Chambering around, firing once, to the back of the head, cocking the hammer, firing twice to the back of the head, and killing Tony Rosales.
Page says witnesses will testify they later heard DeSimone on two separate occasions admit to killing Rosales. Rosales' widow and mother in the front row of the courtroom bent over and wept as Page recounted the incident. Public defender Deborah McCauley told jurors they won't bother to dispute many of the prosecution's allegations about the shooting and DeSimone's admissions. McCauley says it's all true.
Again, we agree on the who, the what, the when, the where, but ultimately what we disagree upon is the how and the why. That's where the defense follows a different path.
Instead, McCauley says they will present unique evidence about how a firearm can be unintentionally discharged. Since there were no witnesses available for today's half-day session, evidence presentation and witness testimony will begin Monday morning. A 6-man, 8-woman jury was seated for the trial late Thursday afternoon. One prospective juror was the former coworker of the victim's widow. She was excused from the jury pool. Some young artists will be showing their work at a local art gallery during an upcoming First Friday event in Haines. The show will consist of handmade puppets and sets and is the culmination of several months-long collaboration between students and a local puppet group. Daisha Eaton has more.
All right, let's move it, people. Progress is all around the scene.
That's the sound of a recent puppet performance at the Haines School.
My puppet is Prince Nefarbi, the star of the amazing play, The Curse of Equasia.
That's one of the performers, 10-year-old Maddox Rogers, a fourth grader at Haines School.
He's this conceited prince in the beginning who basically has locked himself from the outside world and doesn't really know all the troubles which he doesn't have to deal with.
The prince runs a big corporation and is determined to cut down the last remaining tree to put in a parking lot. When his workers won't cut it down, Prince Nefarbi chops it down himself.
Timber!
And is therefore cursed and begins turning into a tree himself. In order to be free from the curse, he has to solve a complicated math problem. Rogers describes his puppet.
He looks very goofy. He has a yellow robe, a sort of royal brooch you don't see too much.
And a wooden hand.
Yeah, and a wooden hand. And his purple hat.
Prince Nefarbi is a complex sock puppet and one of the lead characters in the play, which students wrote with guidance from educators and a local puppet group called Geppetto's Junkyard. Students also made all the puppets themselves and designed and built the sets, including 11-year-old Marina Lowen, whose papier-mâché and modeling clay puppet also had a leading role.
She's the nature goddess. She's kind of like the Greek goddess Athena, except she doesn't do the hunting thing.
The fifth grader describes the puppet she designed.
She has the head of a fox and the paws of a fox, and she has a human body, and she has gigantic fangs.
10-year-old Sierra Oaks was responsible for another of the play stars.
Little Red Riding Sock. It's based on Little Red Riding Hood, actually.
Hers is also a sock puppet,
She has brown hair, and she has googly eyes, well, obviously. She has a red cape, and I guess she's a sock.
The fourth grader says making the puppet was hard work, but she loved the result.
I actually liked it because it came to life.
About 20 students participated in the project after school. Librarian Lee Horner helped spearhead the student-centered learning project.
We let the children explore different types of puppetry. We started with sock puppets and hand puppets, marionettes, and then they got to decide what they wanted to do.
Students started working on the puppets in January and then wrote the script and built the sets, resulting in several performances at the school in April.
I was really impressed with the level of imagination and just talent and skill.
That's Hannah Bogart, who grew up in Haines and left to study theater in Washington State. She's been working with Geppetto's Junkyard.
Geppetto's Junkyard is a puppet troupe that's been functioning in Haines for about the last 10 years. 10 years, I think, as of this year. And we are kind of a rotating collective group that devises and creates original puppet shows. We, for a long time, were doing two a year. Both in Haines and in other communities around Southeast.
Bogart worked with the students a few times a week over several months.
A large portion of the time was taken up with building the puppets. Puppets first, and then we, from the puppets, built the script around that, which is an interesting way to do it, where you start with your characters first. And then, once the script was built, we started working on sets.
She says it was a lot more than just a puppet show.
They started with nothing, ended up with an entire world, with people that they had created, sets they had created, a script that they had written, and it paid off. So I'm hoping it will bring forth a sense of accomplishment and what you can truly accomplish if you start something and you don't give up.
The puppets and sets will be on display at the Arts Confluence Gallery in Haines during First Friday on May 4th, and the sets will remain up for some time.
Some really imaginative stuff that you would not see from adult artists, and it's much more interesting. I honestly believe kid art is much more interesting than adult art because it doesn't suffer from any kind of self-consciousness. For people that don't usually come out for First Friday, this is something different, so I'd really strongly encourage people to come out and take a peek.
Maddox Rogers, who played Prince Nefarbi, says he learned a lot from the project and wants to do more plays and puppet making. As for Prince Nefarbi, by the end of the play,
he has learned that it isn't always about yourself, and also pay attention to math class.
The project was funded by a grant from the Chilkat Valley Community Foundation and the Rasmussen Foundation through the Arts and Education Fund and administered by the Alaska State Council on the Arts. In Haines, I'm Daisha Eaton.
For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins.